Well, with Greater Sydney's lockdown extended now at least until the end of August, state and federal governments have increased disaster payments for hundreds of thousands of businesses and people unable to work. People who'd normally work 20 hours or more will get a payment of $7.50 a week. Those who work less than 20 hours will get $4.50 a week. And people on welfare who've lost 8 hours a week or more will now get a $200 a week top-up on their regular welfare entitlements. Bridget McKenzie is the Minister for Emergency Management and National Recovery and Resilience. She'll be in charge of the rolling out of these disaster payments. Minister, thank you for your time.
Great to be with you, Fran.
Why has it taken the government so long to reinvent the wheel and take these payments to the original JobKeeper level, which is what business groups, unions and welfare organisations have been telling you to do for months?
Well, Fran, you're dead right that yesterday was tough news for Sydneysiders and the broader Sydney community as they found out that they were extended lockdown till the end of August. You know, I'm from Victoria. We know what it's like to be in extended lockdown. It can take a toll not just on your mental health, but obviously on your household's finances. And our government has stood shoulder to shoulder with Australians right throughout this pandemic. Last year, when we rolled out the JobKeeper program, which the IMF this week has recognised as such an effective economic response globally, to our response this year, which is, again, responding to the Delta strain of COVID, which is having to see state governments make decisions around short, sharp lockdowns. So we need a targeted, fast way to get money to businesses and to individuals. And that's exactly what's been happening.
Well, do you also need, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I'm trying to get here is the call has been for JobSeeker. Is what you need a targeted fast payment as well, but also one that's not open to rorts? Because we know from figures from the Parliamentary Budget Office this week revealed businesses received $12.5 billion in support despite not seeing their revenue fall. Is that the reason, really, why the government's not reinstating JobKeeper? Because it can be rorted in a way direct payments to individuals can't be?
Well, our response to COVID, Fran, is responding as COVID changes, we need to change our response.
Yeah, and as we've seen, targeted, is that what you've learnt, that JobKeeper could be too easily rorted?
Well, I think governments around the world are learning all the time about how this global pandemic is affecting not just the economic bottom line of households, but indeed entire nations and indeed the health outcomes. What we're trying to do is balance both of those needs, a healthy economy ready to bounce back when the lockdown is lifted, and making sure that Australians are safe and vaccinated. So we're pursuing both of those ends, and I think we're doing incredibly well. We're adjusting our support as required. Now, seeing new Sydneysiders are now looking like being in lockdown for many, many weeks, it's only right and proper that those who have lost, and just to correct your earlier statement, it's if you've actually lost work. You actually have to report that you've lost those hours because of a Commonwealth declared hotspot. It's just not that you're not going to work. We want people to stay at home. We don't want that mobility data increasing because that's the only way we're going to suppress COVID-19 outbreak in Sydney. So that's why we've put this support on the table. We've also got mechanisms in the Services Australia application form where individuals will have to report who their employer is and make sure that they declare that they have actually lost those hours. So we're wanting to make sure that payment gets them as quickly as possible so that they're supported through this pandemic.
Talking about the economic bottom line of households, ACOS says there's 350,000 people in the Greater Sydney area on welfare payments who won't get any extra money to get them through this pandemic. They can't be looking for work because they're in lockdown. Last year, the government recognised the impact of all of this on everyone, and there was the coronavirus supplement for people on Newstart. Why no extra support this time?
Well, Fran, again, I'd have to correct you. We announced yesterday that those who are on income support, on pensions, on welfare, in the welfare system, who have lost work as a result of the lockdown, that this is actually
a payment, that's not a correction, that's a different point.
But it's, okay, Fran, it's a payment to actually support those who've lost work as a result of the lockdown. And we're putting $200 into the accounts of those people on welfare who have been out there working, you know, supplementing their welfare payments through additional work. We're putting $200 towards their household costs, which I think is great. They will also, obviously,
sure,
as they report their earnings have gone down.
On welfare who won't get anything, who didn't have extra work, but they're not got no chance of finding any now because the city's in lockdown, so they get nothing.
Well, they get a very strong and supportive social welfare system. When you look globally at the economic impacts on individuals, we can be very, very glad we actually live in a country like Australia where we have such a strong social network of welfare payments to support Australians. So I would rather be on welfare here in Australia than anywhere else in the world going through this global pandemic. So whilst they have not lost hours and therefore income, they will not be receiving the COVID-19 disaster payment. But those who are on welfare will see their welfare payment increase because of those tapering arrangements when they report that they've lost those hours. And we're also putting an additional $200 a week in their bank accounts to support them through the lockdown.
A lot of people writing in as we talk to you are saying, you know, why is the minister who was responsible for sports rorts being put in charge in so much money? What do you say to everybody to give them confidence that you can run this program properly?
Well, Fran, I'm very confident that our government support package, whether it is the partnership we've got
you,
with
minister,
both
and your role.
New South Wales and Victoria, actually rolling out those business support payments is going very, very well. And the disaster support payment system that we've set up and used right throughout, not just this disaster, but the bushfire and flood natural disasters that we've seen over the last couple of years, is a very strong system. It's getting money where it's targeted and needed quickly, which is exactly what Australians need as we make our way through this global pandemic. But I would like your listeners to think not just about the financial support we're giving, but to also encourage them to get vaccinated, because that is actually how we're going to make our way out of this pandemic, and hopefully by Christmas have a life that is a lot more normalised than those in Sydney are experiencing now and Victoria and South Australians experienced over the last couple of weeks.
We all hope for that. Bridget McKenzie, thank you very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Fran.
Senator McKenzie is Minister for Emergency Management and National Recovery and Resilience.